I want you to tell me what identifications you can find in like this picture or in this video that tells you that this person is upset or that tells you that this person is happy. And then vice versa, it's very similar for kids. Usually people with autism have some more difficulties with pragmatics, kind of understanding that. And then identifying, okay, this is what this emotion is, this is how I respond to this emotion.